This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security guards, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thank you so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, let me also say that you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, as well as on Parler, the Captain's America, as well as on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren from California IA. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before I get to a caller, we've already got a caller in there, Kyle, I want to get up on my podium for just a little second here, just a couple of minutes. As we approach a new administration, it's important to uphold an element of what we call American exceptionalism. We did not see it yesterday in Washington, D.C. We should be seeing a peaceful transition of power. It's okay to disagree with people. It's not okay to break things and hurt people and kill people, as we now have four people that have died as a result of the Capitol Hill unrest. And there's been nothing wrong with investigating and challenging the illegal voting practices. Hell, there might be something that none of us were aware of that are in there. But what is absolutely wrong is any call for any violent resistance in any case. And in this case, we're talking about Joe Biden and his election, because in a few minutes, I would say within the hour, Kyle, Joe Biden is going to be named as the winner of the Electoral College votes by the joint session of Congress. That's coming. Nothing can be done about it. Told you that a while ago. Didn't pay attention. Shame on you. Now, we're seeing calls in social media for violent responses, either in the form of rebellion or in the form of martial law. Those people need to be rounded up, find out who the hell they are, and give them a little lecture, if not arrested and charged with sedition. They're the ones. They're the ones, whoever's doing that. And it's both sides of the aisle that are doing seditious activity. And not only is all this rhetoric dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, it runs against America's principled policies and conservatism in general. The founders only declared independence after a long period of abuses by the king, and then used force in self-defense because they were being attacked themselves. And by the way, folks, the Bible admonishes Christians to submit to the governing authorities. Think about that for a minute. This inflammatory rhetoric does nothing to help the conservative movement, nothing to help Donald Trump, nothing to help America, and it does not stop Joe Biden from being the next president of the United States. It does not ensure either a second Trump administration, even in 2024. You are destroying and hurting the cause, the people that are doing this. It hurts our cause. It needs to stop now. And common sense needs to take over, and by God, I'm going to be in the middle of that movement. Your thoughts, Kyle?
Well, Captain, well said. Absolutely well said. You know, what we witnessed yesterday was absolute travesty. As you said, four people have lost their lives as a result of all of this. And it is absolutely pushed the divide in our nation, perhaps to literally the breaking point. But you're absolutely right. There's no call for violence. There's no justification for it. We have a rule of law in this country. We have procedures that we follow. Sometimes they don't go our way. But if we degenerate into violent clashes, we're no better than the countries that we've said over the years, oh, that's a banana republic, et cetera, et cetera. So we are here tonight to say this is unacceptable.
And what I saw today with my own eyes was like watching the SDS, the Weather Underground, and all those other folks back in the 60s when we had the riots. Remember those? Well, you weren't around, but you heard about them, right?
Well, I remember,
It reminds me of all those things that happened back in the 60s. The tactics were similar. What was going on looked like it was the same thing. And by the way, for your information, ladies and gentlemen, we do know that there were, and the number that I heard was a couple of hundred, maybe a few more, facial recognition IDs made of people that had either been in Antifa or BLM, protests. They were recognized by facial recognition, which they do have those cameras all around Washington, D.C. Now, was everybody that charged the Capitol part of that group? No. But when you see people dressed in paramilitary garb with backpacks, with equipment and things designed to break things and hurt people, which they did, who the hell throws a grappling hook and a rope, has a rope with them, to tie it up over the top of a railing so you can scale a wall? Who does that? It's not a demonstrator or a protester.
No, it's not. That's right. It's not about making your voice heard at that point. They came prepared.
That's right. And these people were there to do damage and hurt people. That's what they wanted to do. And they also wanted to destroy the very nature of the Rally for America that was being put up by the Republicans and Donald Trump and this, that, and the other. They succeeded in doing that. They have destroyed what good people set out to do, and it's not going to happen again, not on my watch. Hold on, Kyle. Caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and if you think I'm mad, you're damn right I'm mad. Not at the president, but at the people that did this yesterday. I'll be right back. Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and I will tell you what, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you've got pain or inflammation, and it's something that you've had for a while, and the stuff you're taking doesn't seem to work, maybe you're taking a handful of Aleve or Advil or ibuprofen or whatever, this is a natural product, with turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 in that will help the body's natural response to inflammation. It's worked for me for going on a little bit more than 5 years. It'll lower or eliminate pain, go directly to the source of the pain, and get you out of it. It's just that simple. It's 100% drug-free. It also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the healing process. And it comes a very affordably priced to start out with a three-week quick start for $19.95 to get it started. So all you got to do is trot on over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you can take advantage of the $19.95 three-week quick start and see what it will do for you. Relief Factor, it's worked for me. It's worked for tens of thousands of other people that have bought it here on this program, and give it a try. All you've got to lose is pain. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Mike in Clearwater on the line, so I'm going to roll over there. Good morning, Mike in Clearwater. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Like I told the Captain, what a sad day yesterday was. Now, I only watched the coverage of it until after it was over with, but you know, all the things that I talked about over the summer with the guy in Oregon, the Trump supporter that got killed, and then the guy in Denver, well, unfortunately, yesterday we just proved that we're probably no better than those people that we talked about all summer long. Now, having said that, I want to reach out, because I'm sure the Captain, you know, his wide audience, I want to reach a hand across to our Democratic friends, reasonable Democrats, not the radical ones, And I just want to say, please, please do whatever you can to make sure that these radical agendas do not get pushed through. It's up to the reasonable Democrats now. And, you know, we as Americans, we tend to do the right thing. And I'm just asking the people on the other side who have the power to do so to make sure that that this country is not transformed into something that we don't recognize in 2 years. I'm sorry about what happened yesterday, and the captain is absolutely right. We need to find out who these people are, irregardless as to what group or whatever they claim to be with. They need to be prosecuted. Every one of them needs to be charged, convicted, and put in prison where they belong. There's no, absolutely no excuse for any of it. And I want to see what the professor has to say about reaching across to our Democratic friends and having them make sure that we keep things the way they are.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. You know, I absolutely agree with you. I think that there's no excuse, obviously, for what happened. And also, you know, and you're actually, you know, coming on the program tonight and saying, I'm sorry, I want the things to go well, I want to reach out. I'd be curious to ever see if we'd see some of our friends on the other side of the aisle ever say that what a lot of the protesters were doing and the rioters were doing over the summer was absolutely wrong. Some have said, but I haven't really heard a lot from a lot of the others. But I do agree with your sentiment on that. Now, how that gets done, that's a very, very good question. The Senate's going to be divided, essentially 50-50. Yes, Kamala Harris can cast the deciding vote, but not all votes are going to be always 50-50. There's going to be certain things that are going to be a little bit more unifying. And so I think the way to do that is to focus on the things that they can pass and they can get some kind of unity on, and maybe that's a place to start. But the radical agenda is going to be pushed by those more radical elements, and the question is going to be, you know, how much is Biden going to take of that, and how much are the, as you termed, the reasonable Democrats, how much are they going to take of that? Because the AOCs and the other radical elements, they may also kind of make fools of themselves as well, you know, if they get drunk with power, as it were.
Well, I just saw something on television just not 30 seconds ago, the video of the brouhaha that went down that you were trying to find, Kyle, between some congressmen in the House of Representatives just a little while ago, maybe within the last 30 minutes. And they were pushing and shoving and this, that, and the other, and a bunch of other congressmen went over there to break it up, you know, before they started swinging at each other. But and I know everybody's at wit's end, but common sense has to prevail here, ladies and gentlemen. We need to wake up and understand that what we saw today and what some of these people are trying to ram down our throats is not what's going to happen in America. America is better than that. And, Kyle, I'm going to go right back to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
Yes, sir.
I think what you saw happen yesterday is a textbook example of astroturfing. You mentioned the hundreds of faces of Antifa people.
That's correct. And Black Lives Matter, too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I would guarantee that, you know, Trump supporters, I know Trump supporters, they would never in a million years go in there.
Well, there are some that would. There are some that would.
I understand that. Yeah. I understand mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee the Vanguard was there to give people talking points and to say, oh, look how horrible these people are.
Yep. Yep, and I'm not blaming the Trump. There's enough blame to go around with both of them. There are radical groups that were there yesterday, both on the right and both on the left, and they got together and decided. And by the way, some of them were paid to be there. You know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, Soros gave $20 million to go to different cities and burn them down.
Anything else?
To one of his nonprofits. No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you, James. I appreciate it. Okay, and that's James in Clearwater. Now, Kyle, I'm going to start right at the top. It was brought up about the media. The media, the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the NBCs, there's probably a couple more in there, are stirring the pot all the time. and they need to stop it. They need to start reporting the news as news and stop editorializing and stop just lying to the people with the talking points from the socialists and the radicals. They've got to stop doing that. They've got to, if they want to be a news agency, they need to be a news agency and do what we do. Trust but verify.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, I think this entire, just the, not only the Trump presidency, but importantly as well, the last year has really been a study in the mass power of the mass media, basically.
Now, we know that there were instigators there yesterday. We know that there were people that were being paid to be there. We know that there was probably some foreign money in there. By foreign money, I mean George Soros. We know all of that was there because they were trying to create a huge black eye for the Trump folks that were there, and they managed to succeed. The world comments coming in from around the world are not good. They're not good at all. And then we can blame the Democrats because of the fact they've been trying to stir things and instigate things. But we also, unfortunately, have to blame the rhetoric that was put forth by not only our president, but also Rudy Giuliani when he said what, Kyle?
Well, he talked about the idea of having a trial by combat, basically.
Yeah, you don't go mentioning that to a bunch of people that are already on pins and needles. You don't do it. Now, there's the Tea Party. You never heard about the Tea Party rallies having anything even remotely close like this happened, did you?
Nope.
We knew how to play politics. We knew how to get our point across. We knew how to get to the media in a positive fashion. Were there people that tried to tear us down, this, that, and the other? Yep. But guess what? It didn't work.
No, it didn't. And, you know, Captain, as you mentioned, the elements on both the right and the left, but most of the people across the highways and byways who support Trumpism or the Trump policies, basically, know that it would be illogical to storm the Capitol if the very thing that they want to get made public, namely these objections, are being done on the inside. There's no reason to storm the Capitol.
So as we go to break, and we're coming up on our break here pretty quick, as we go to break, we need to understand that now Democrats, some of them, want to invoke the 25th Amendment on President Trump to remove him from office before January the 20th. And one of the people that came in and agreed with that, of all people, was former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
Yes, this is, well, we have to see how this starts playing again as we go through the today. But it's something that could start playing very loudly. So we're going to see how that goes. But it's because of what happened and the whole shebang today has just been a one huge failure.
Yeah, and when we come back at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to have a special report from our friend Greg Cluxton. It's about a four-minute report we're going to play after the bottom of the hour here for you to listen to the latest that's going on up there in Washington, D.C. But, you know, we got to understand, folks, that we're better than this. We are better than this, and we need to put on our big boy pants and stand up straight and wave the flag and say, God bless America, and start acting like Americans instead of some third freaking world country where this should be going on in the streets. Ain't gonna happen here. Not on my watch. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Debate continues in the House of Representatives as the chamber considers a challenge to the electoral votes of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry and Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley raised the objection to the Commonwealth's votes being counted. The Senate already voted 92-7 to reject that challenge. Both chambers also rejected the challenge to Arizona's votes. The counting of electoral votes was delayed several hours on Wednesday as protesters breached the Capitol building. Vice President Mike Pence addressed the violence when he reconvened the Senate Wednesday evening.
But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. I've been with them for going on 15 years. So, if you want to get a cost comparison for the car, the truck you're driving, maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat too, then you can do that by going online to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and typing in your zip code when they ask you for it, and they will give you a cost right away to let you know what you can do and see if you can save some money. Now, in addition, they also have homeowners and renters insurance, and if you want to bundle your policy together like I have with my homeowners, guess what? You will save a bunch of money because that's what happens. You save a bunch of money that way. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, before we get to Craig Glutson's report, the House is voting right now, live and in living color, on the objection to the Pennsylvania electoral votes. And I'm telling you, from what I'm seeing, it looks like it's going to go down in a blaze of glory. But here is Greg Cluxton with his report, about 4 minutes long. He's going to give us the latest.
This is an SRN News special report, Chaos on Capitol Hill. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A curfew is in effect in the capital city of the United States this evening after a turbulent and violent afternoon in and around the U.S. Capitol building. Angry pro-Trump supporters who were in Washington today to protest the presidential election results jumped over barricades, overpowered Capitol Police, smashed windows, and stormed the Capitol building. The demonstrations interrupted a joint session of Congress with Vice President Pence presiding. The Capitol was put in a lockdown. Lawmakers, staffers, and members of the media were evacuated, and National Guard troops were deployed. Some of the demonstrators breached security, even making their way inside the Senate chamber at one point, as well as in the Capitol Rotunda. Now, as of this hour, officials have declared the U.S. Capitol complex secure after heavily armed police moved to end a nearly four-hour violent occupation. Authorities also have recently confirmed that one woman was confirmed to have been shot and killed during the mayhem. Several hours after the unrest started, President Trump released a video statement from the White House Rose Garden.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
Earlier, President-elect Biden delivered remarks in Wilmington, Delaware, harshly condemning the attack in the nation's capital.
Let me be very clear. The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent. It's disorder. It's chaos. It borders on sedition. And it must end now. I call on this mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward.
Vice President Pence, who was inside the Capitol during the chaos, tweeted that the attack will not be tolerated and that those involved will be prosecuted. And from Capitol Hill, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher expressed a strong objection to the protests by Trump supporters who refused to accept the results of the 2020 presidential election.
This is the cost of this effort. This is the cost of countenancing an effort by Congress to overturn the election and telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of overturning the election today. Even though you know that is not true, we have got to stop this. Mr. President, you have got to stop this. You are the only person who can call this off. Call it off. The election is over. Call it off. This is bigger than you. It's bigger than any member of Congress. It is about the United States of America, which is more important than any politician. Call it off. It's over.
We've also heard from former President George W. Bush, who issued a statement calling the unrest in the nation's capital a sickening and a heartbreaking sight. He said, "This is how election results are disputed in a banana republic, not our democratic republic." Mr. Bush went on to say that he is appalled by the reckless behavior of some political leaders since the election. He did not name Donald Trump, but said the assault on the Capitol was undertaken by people whose passions have been inflamed by falsehoods and false hopes. Mr. Bush said insurrection could do grave damage to our nation and reputation. That brings us up to speed as to the developments here in Washington, D.C. I'm going to turn now to...
All right, well, that's Greg Cluxton, our friend from
SRN.
Yeah, SRN. And, of course, I've known Greg for quite a while. All right, very quickly, we're going to drift on over here to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Captain, this is Jim calling from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
I want to bounce a couple of things off you two. First is, to paraphrase what Sherman said when he burned his way through the Confederacy of Georgia, not following the law or the Constitution is the wine that the Democrats have chosen. Let them have their fill. They unleashed this on America. They have to deal with it. And I want everyone to know the Concord shot that was heard around the world, it was not the end. It was the beginning. The Alamo was not the end. It was the beginning. Pearl Harbor was not the end. It was the beginning. And the words that we all know, under absolute deposition, they're, you know what I mean, is the duty to overthrow the government as such. That's in our Declaration of Independence. We overthrow tyrants. It's our right and our duty. That's where they've brought us to.
Okay, thank
you. I'm hoping you two could comment on that.
Thank you. Well, I can comment on it. You want to start first, Kyle?
You go ahead, Captain.
All right, because I knew you were going to do that. First of all, I do not. I agree with what he's saying in terms of this is in the Constitution, that's in the Constitution. But there's no way in hell that I'm going to sit here and tell anybody that they got to get up and they got to go out there and try to actively overthrow their government in any way whatsoever. No, there's a way to do it. I did it back in 2009, 2010. Matter of fact, it started actually in 2006 when I got involved deeply in the political race down there in Sarasota and Manatee counties with Congressman Vern Buchanan. I got right in the middle of it, got down and dirty, and helped Vern Buchanan get elected the first time around because I wasn't going to let him put up with the lies that I knew that they were telling. And then when they did the voting with the military ballots, I was the one that sat there and made sure every ballot that came in got counted from the military. Period. That was me that sat there and did that for you folks down there in Sarasota, Manatee County. Now, I'm not going to condone anything at all that's going to even border or wedge or operate on sedition. There's a lot of people out there that are going to do that. Fine, let them have at it. But I am going to say there is a political process in play that you can do, that you can use. There is a political process in play. That political process is you go to the congressional office, you go to the county legislator's office, you go to the town councilman's office, and you sit down and you have a rational conversation with them and lay out your points and say, we need to do this, this, and this, and here's why we do it. Well, we did it in numbers. We did it in numbers. All right, hold on a minute. I'm going to take another call. This is from, I believe, from Sarasota. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Well, caller just hung up, so much for that idea. All right. But anyway, Kyle, we need to – common sense needs to enter in here. You don't play the game by getting out in the street and taking up weapons and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. You do play the game by having peaceful demonstrations and peaceful rallies. That's how you do it. And if you don't want to do that, then maybe you're living in the wrong country.
Well, you know, Captain, I would say it's in response to what the caller was talking about. I would say that we already had a revolution in this country back in 1776.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the American system is set there for us to use and to live in and be a part of. And if the system is going out of kilter, we are able to put it right. But we put it right, just as you're talking about, by going to the ballot box, by being watchful as hawks,
yep,
and doing it that way. We don't need a violent anything.
No.
We've already done that 200
no.
plus years ago.
Not on my watch. It's not going to happen, and I will not stand up and support it in any way whatsoever. But I will stand up and support doing exactly what I did when I was with the Tea Parties that I helped found three of them right here in the state of Florida. And guess what? We got it right, unlike the other folks that are out there. We got it right. All right, coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Matt Tapp. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, wherever you happen to be at. And if you see the billboard, pull on in there, tell them you were listening to me, the captain, talk about them. And I told you, you can get yourself a free cup of coffee just by telling them that you heard me talk about them on my radio show. And that will indeed be the case. By the way, become a member of the Drivers Club. And when you do, you'll get points for the diesel you buy at the pump. You'll also get points for the food that you buy in the restaurant. And you'll also get points for whatever you buy in the store. That's Flying J and Pilot Travel Centers. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, here we go.
I'm a road man, a load man, 18 wheels and a serious plan. Ain't nothing gonna go getting out of hand while I'm behind the wheel. I'm on fire and I'm wired, full of diesel and ready for hire. Well, I'm building a rolling empire of blood, sweat, and steel. I don't waste time, I make time, tearing a strip off the white line. I'm a professional man, I'm a one of a kind, and I know how to bring it in. I got a clean slate, 5 states, 29 that ain't so great, and 14 that'll have to wait, and 2 I've never been.
That's the Road Hammers, and I'm a road hammer. And I'll tell you what, I haven't played that song in a while, Kyle. What'd you think? Oh, wait a minute. What'd you think?
Yeah, I was just sitting here enjoying it. That's a great one. I like that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew you liked that song, so I thought I'd play it tonight. But anyway, there you go. In lieu of what's going on here, because we're keeping things a little cool here at the moment. Well, here we go. Speaking of cool, the active western weather pattern will bring in additional rain on saturated soils that will cause flooding and bring an enhanced threat of landslides, especially in western Washington state. Now, other hazards include mountain snow, which is still going on. Coeur d'Alene, you got it up there, I-90 and over there in Spokane. And gusty winds, high surf. Wintry conditions are possible in the north and central plains with showers. We've got some fog again tonight. We do have a storm system over there in the middle part of the country that is starting to move east along I-40 and I-44. We'll tell you all about it. And don't forget, there'll be some showers, locally heavy, and thunderstorms, and some strong, powerful weather in the south, where we had some really big thunder boomers today around Louisiana and Mississippi. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. You just mentioned the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and, of course, that's up near 4th of July Pass, where they are projecting, or I should say reporting, wet pavement at this time. And they've still got a chance of light snow and a snow accumulation, and wind gusts up to about 12 miles an hour are expected if you're up in that area. And taking a look at the radar forecast here, we do have a lot of activity all around Coeur d'Alene, Spokane, and that western part of Washington, as you were mentioning, also down near Walla Walla on along I-84. We also have some indications of snow in the Union and La Grande area of southern Oregon there and crossing over into Idaho. So be careful in that area. Rain showers right now recorded at Coeur d'Alene. And as we move south, we do have dense fog. Now, this fog has moved out of the California Central Valley, as we saw yesterday at this time, and moved up through the Sacramento area, all the way down through the San Francisco Bay Area, also San Jose, as you move up Interstate 5. So be careful in that area as well. And then a lot of the things are just simply dropped off the map tonight, Captain. We don't have a whole lot of other things to report in the West in terms of winter weather warnings and so forth.
I do. Let's start with the Canadian border down through the middle of North Dakota to include Bismarck, down through the middle of South Dakota, down to the northern part of Nebraska, between Lincoln and, west of Lincoln, about 40 or 50 miles. Now, we've got dense fog in that area. It's about a 50-mile-wide strip all the way to the Canadian border. That's kind of odd in that one area. We've also got some unsettled weather conditions for the central part of Minnesota on down to the Iowa border and over into the western part of Wisconsin tonight, where we could get anything from wind to a little bit of snow whipping around. Could be a little bit of sleet, whatever the condition might happen to be there. Also, we've got fog tonight in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, all the way down towards the northern part of Illinois, over in the Quad Cities, Bettendorf, et cetera, over near I-80. Dense fog, and you'll have it about 40 miles into Illinois until you run out of it. Now, here we go. There is a winter storm developing and brewing right now in Missouri along I-44 over towards Fort Leonard Wood in the Ozarks. That also takes you down into Arkansas, the northwestern part of Arkansas in the Ozarks. And a winter storm warning is in effect for a small portion, but it's going to be growing during the course of the day in the middle of the Ozarks, east of Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then along I-40, if you're coming that way, you're going to be in some winter weather. Not quite, but almost all the way to Little Rock. So there you go, western part, down about 100 miles or so in Arkansas from the Missouri line all the way down south right along the line. You've got some winter weather there as well. Now, down in Louisiana, you've got, that's that song, let's see, Poke Salad Annie. Down in Louisiana. Anyway, down in Louisiana, right there, just about off New Orleans, you've got some conditions where you might have some thunderstorms and some severe weather in the offing. Now, they did have weather today, with severe thunderstorms and whatnot, that started up down in that area, came over into Mississippi and part of Alabama. That may fire up again today by the looks of it. You got some winds along the Gulf down in there, too. And up in, you ready for this, Georgia, you ready for this, South Carolina, North Carolina, and eastern Tennessee, you are going to have a winter storm watch where things could get real exciting. Coming up north out of Atlanta, north to Kennesaw, going up to Knoxville, Chattanooga, Tennessee way, over east to, let's see, I-40 to I-81 and north, all the way up into the southern part of Virginia. Now, that's probably going to expand as the day goes along, and we see what this system's going to do. Also, north of Charlotte, north of Greensboro, up into the Virginia line, state line, where you've got a winter storm watch where things could deteriorate during the course of the day. Conditions are favorable for a storm to develop and move along to the east and the north. So we'll see what happens there. Now, in addition, there's some gusty, windy conditions along the coast of Cape Cod and Massachusetts and Maine, as well as that little section of New Hampshire right there on the Atlantic Ocean. So, Kyle, that's what we got for weather.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yep. Now, the Truckers High Wind Bible Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there and find out where they're America's number one chain, because I'll tell you what, you can't beat them in the middle of the night when you go in there and you're looking for something good to eat, because in the Flying J's, you can find a sit-down Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, depending on what part of the country you're in. And by the way, the Pilots, you want to talk about something decent? How about an Arby's? How about a Kentucky Fried Chicken? How about a full-service Dairy Queen? How about a McDonald's? A Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or up in the northeastern parts of New York, Indiana, New Hampshire as well, a Dunkin' Donuts full-service shop. And they do have a menu now. It's not just about donuts and coffee and stuff. They've got a menu where you can get pretty much something all around the clock that's tasty and good. All right, Kyle, you'll hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, coming right back. And yeah, it's the morning after the day before, right? I've heard that before. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.